Okay, so in this video, we're gonna talk about this problem that has been arising, okay? Sell one, buy two, or sell one, buy one? So a lot of people, okay, a lot of agents have been educating people on decoupling, buy one and rent, buy one and stay, you know? In the recent market situation, we all know that market is getting tougher and tougher and going to get from bad to worse. To me, I feel that this is not the lowest point. There's more to come, okay? There's a lot more to come in the next few months, okay? So please take my words here, okay? The market is not at the lowest point yet. It will hit the lowest point soon, okay? I'm seeing very, very bad signals in the market already. So I know a lot of people, they were educated by their agents to sell one and buy two. And a lot of these sell one, buy two cases, they buy two small one, or they buy two not big enough, or they end up buying the two, they end up buying one that is what I call shit property. And then, now, they are thinking, hey, I want to upgrade. I want to buy a bigger house. So, now they try to sell off their two small one. Or they try to sell off their one a little bit big and the other one is what I call shit property. They cannot sell. A lot of people are stuck in this situation of this sell one buy two. So they sell one buy two and they buy two lousy one, or they sell one buy two then the two is like shit property. Now they want to sell, cannot sell, or they only end up selling one, the other one stuck, cannot sell, and they are trapped because one buyer has not enough loan leverage, one buyer has not enough CPF, not enough cash to upgrade to a bigger property. And they also cannot go and buy HDB flat because they still own that small shit property that they buy and rent out. So this is a big problem today. So I want to tell all the people out there, my view of decoupling is very simple. Today, you want to do decoupling, you want to sell one, buy two, make sure you are able to afford two good properties. Okay, when I say good, it doesn't need to be big. It just make sure that either one or both properties, please do not fall into this shit property category. Okay, later at this video, I'm going to explain what is shit property. Okay, so my advice is if you cannot buy two good property, you end up need to buy one good and one shit property, then please do not sell one buy two. Please sell one buy one big one. It's okay, guys. It's okay. I always talk to all these customers. I always tell them it's okay to buy one big one. Because we have to see everybody's personal ability, ma. If you don't have the ability to buy two good property, why you want to put yourself in this risk to buy one good and one shit property? And then when after a few years, when you decide to upgrade, you realize that the good property can sell, but the shit property cannot sell, then end up, because the shit property cannot sell, your money stuck there, then you cannot like 2% merge name to get a higher loan, then you forever cannot upgrade. You are stuck there. You got not enough leverage because one of you are still stuck in that shit property. And when you buy a property to rent now, okay, I don't know why people have this concept. To me, you have to think. If you buy a property to rent out, number one, you need to pay higher property tax. Number two, you have to pay income tax in the income that you get from the renter. So all these things are all tax. And a lot of this rental property, right, they don't have capital gain. And a lot of this shit property today, when customer call me, right, a lot of them, they are even negative sale. And some of them can be as young as 5 to 6 years old or 3 years old only. They are already negative sale after you add the stamp duty and all these things. They are not doing well in capital gain. They are only doing well in rental. And a lot of them cannot sell also. Okay? So I'm going to explain this. So again, let's conclude this. If you cannot sell one, buy two good property, you need to buy one shit property or you end up two shit property, you are dead. Because market situation today will tell you that you are stuck. You cannot sell off your shit property because nobody is going to buy from you. And this whole thing may drag on for the next 2 to 3 years. We don't know. So is this risk worth it? To me, it's not worth it. And when market situation is not good, rental is also bad. When rental is also bad, your rental income is also affected. So it's very important. It's very important. Do not anyhow make decision to sell one, buy two. Sometimes sell one and buy one big good one is also very good. Why? Because the most important thing of a property, okay? So now I'm going to share with you the most important thing for a good property. Number one, capital gain. Number two, can liquidate, can sell off. These two are the most important point. Don't care about rental income because it fluctuates up and down. And rental is shit if there's no capital gain. Okay, so what is shit property? Shit property, usually, like if you ask me, shit property usually rental you is a little bit higher. Okay? But they don't make money. The capital gain is actually low, negative, or bad. Number two, they cannot liquidate. Nobody want to buy. And a lot of this shit property belong to like one bedder lah, two bed, one bath lah, some boutique apartment or some very lousy location or sometimes even like small unit but low floor also jialat, okay? So of course this is, I'm just giving you a general idea of what is a shit property, okay? Just a general idea. I even see some is like two bed, two bath plus study but in a shit location, and that place is like totally gone case one. And the it can be 2 bed, 2 bath, but the size is very, very small. The price is very, very high. All these are also shit property. There's a lot of factors to being a shit property. It's very hard for me to explain. Because if I were to take out every single shit property, there's really a lot. Can talk for 2-3 hours. So normally, when I'm given a shit property, I will see that I will do my analysis. Normally, very fast, 5-10 minutes, I'm able to know that this property jialat, gone case. Okay? And in today's market, a lot of sellers, they are stuck with this shit property. And because of their decision last time to sell one, buy two, and then buy two, either one shit property or two shit property, they are now stuck. Okay? A lot of people are there. So this is why I want to emphasize. When the market is good, right? I always tell people, when the market is good, monkey can sell house, dustbin also can make money. Okay, rubbish chute also can make money. Car park also can make money. Car park space, you know, also can make money. When the market no good, okay, the only people making money are the properties that is fundamentally correct. Okay, so when a property is good, whether market good or no good, is still good. When a property is bad, sometimes when market is good, you realize that you cannot identify it. But when the market is bad, I tell you the effect is damn scary. You get stuck and you cannot sell. You cannot sell until you also scared, you know. So it's very important to make sure that we buy a guaranteed purchase so that we don't feel so scared or we don't feel like we, you know, the worst, I always tell customer, the worst property is not property that don't make money. It's property that cannot sell. I feel very sad for a lot of customers when they buy some properties and they look for me to sell. And I tell you, they look for me to sell. I also scared because I know this property cannot sell one. I don't know how low you need to lay long. Got one gong gong that will come and buy for you. Some of these property is so bad that you lay long very low. Also cannot find gong gong, you know. That's how bad it is, you know. So this is why I want to do this video. So it's not just about sell one, buy two. Okay, you need to make the correct decision. If you don't have enough ability to sell one and buy two good property, don't do it. Don't do it. Make sure you sell one, can buy two good property. If you cannot, don't do it, okay? So to thank me for my effort in reminding all of you, please hit the like button and subscribe button. I see you in next episode, and bye-bye.